State education leaders respond to a call for an investigation into student-led ICE protests, and a bill would make it easier for Oklahoma counties to issue burn bans. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, February 17th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma's state superintendent and secretary of education are responding to an open letter from lawmakers calling for an investigation into student-led ICE protests. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports last week's letter called for disciplinary actions for teachers who facilitated the protests but did not provide evidence they were involved.
Superintendent Lyndall Fields and Secretary Dan Hamlin issued a statement Friday morning which says they have not found proof that any of the demonstrations at schools across the state were organized or endorsed by school districts. The officials instruct districts to, quote, continue to follow procedures consistent with state and federal law. The statement says schools are legally obligated to respect students' constitutional rights to free speech, but also says student attendance is essential and schools must maintain a safe and orderly learning environment. If students leave campus, they should receive disciplinary action. The statement directs educators present during the demonstrations not to participate and says they will be subject to consequences if they do. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
As Oklahoma heads into its wildfire season, state lawmakers are considering a measure that would make it easier for counties to issue burn bans. Grayson Wheeler has more on Senate Bill 1550, which cleared its first legislative hurdle Monday.
When wildfires devastated parts of Oklahoma last March, only one county was under a burn ban despite historic fire weather. Tuttle Republican and Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton is proposing a bill that would give county commissioners more leeway to issue bans.
Their hands are pretty well tied. It is when the burn bans are actually enforceable. So we rely on the governor to issue a burn ban, and it's kind of been the standard of this governor not to issue burn bans.
Existing state law requires certain official drought designations, low rain forecasts, and unusual fire activity before county commissioners can issue a burn ban. The drought requirement is what hamstrung counties last year. Paxton's new legislation would make it less stringent. It would also give county commissioners the power to issue a 7-day burn ban at their discretion, regardless of statutory requirements. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Senate Ag and Wildlife Committee voted unanimously to advance the measure, which can now be considered by the full Senate. OU's Faculty Senate passed a resolution Friday denying the university's claim that it was consulted on the termination of a graduate teaching instructor. KGOU's Tegan Smith has details.
The Faculty Senate voted 34-6 in favor of the resolution, which states they weren't asked for input and did not endorse the administration's decision to terminate Mel Kurth. OU had previously stated it engaged in repeated and detailed conversations with the Faculty Senate Executive Committee throughout its investigation. Kurth was terminated for being, quote, arbitrary in the grading of a psychology paper that referenced the Bible. The resolution comes 2 weeks after the OU Graduate Student Senate passed a bill claiming the university has damaged the reputation of both Kurth and the institution as a whole. The bill calls for transparency surrounding OU's investigation of Kurth, including whether any official policies were followed during the investigation. I'm Tegan Smith.
Republican lawmakers in Washington introduced a bill that would throw out an excise tax on crude oil and imported petroleum that goes towards Superfund site cleanup. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports Oklahoma Senator James Lankford co-sponsored the measure.
The Pay Less at the Pump Act is similar to Lankford's 2023 bill of the same name. It intends to lower gas prices and smooth out supply chain costs, but it would also eliminate a large pot of money for the nation's most contaminated lands. Oklahoma has more than a dozen Superfund sites. Hazardous waste left from mining, landfills, and factories threaten the health of nearby residents. Tar Creek in Ottawa County is among the most notable, known to have heavy metal contamination in ground and surface waters. Lankford did not respond to a request for comment on how the bill could affect Superfund cleanup in Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.